There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Blow that whistle. Oh, it's a half blow.
Oh,
that's a tough one, man. It was hard getting in here today.
Yeah. We can do headlines and just do your headline. Do what you think is the biggest headline of the weekend. Eddie, we'll start with you.
You want me to just like say like Cowboys lose to like my life sucks or like what do you mean?
That works.
My headline's gonna be God took care of me this weekend.
Oh, I like it. Keep
I'm
going.
Say that.
Keep going.
Because God gave me. Well, he first took away the Cowboys, but Sam Houston State won.
What, their first.
Their first game ever in Division I football.
But you don't care really about that.
They're still my school. Like, I went to school there.
I hear you, but you really don't care about
that. I don't, but that's kind of cool and got through
that
me
is
a nugget,
cool. They won their first Division I game. Yes.
Correct. And then
or
I won
FBS or whatever.
Whatever. USA Conference.
Yeah, yes.
They're playing with the big boys and they won their first
Go
game.
Go ahead.
And then my fantasy team won. So that was cool. So I think like that's kind of how it works. Like, all right, you know you're going to be down. The Cowboys aren't going to win. They're going to get beat by the Eagles. It's going to be tough. But you know what? It's okay because your fantasy team won and Sam Houston State's going to win. So there you go. So God's good.
But the headline is God is good?
Yeah, God took care of me.
You just said you didn't want to come in.
It's hard. It's hard to come in. And you know the feeling, dude. When your team loses,
don't bring me into this, buddy.
You know what it's like. Maybe not this week, but you know what it's like.
Don't bring me into this, buddy.
And I was upset. I was upset all night. And it was hard to go to bed. Like, I didn't sleep very well. And I even woke up today. You know when you wake up and you're like, something just doesn't feel right. Oh, right. Of course, it was a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys lost.
You didn't like that. You did wear your hat, though.
Of course. I'm not going to be that fan that's like, oh, they didn't win, so I'm not going to support my team.
How'd you feel about the end of the game?
The end of the game, as far as like
the last drive. You know, they got a shot. Is that going to be able to take them down?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting it all on Dak.
I didn't say that. I'm just talking about the final possession.
I think whenever the Cowboys need to come back to win the game, I don't have a lot of hope. It's kind of the scenario where I'm like, oh, please, let's not end this game like that, because usually when it comes to that, we're not going to really finish strong. I think we had all the opportunities in the world to win that game. I think we had many opportunities. Yeah.
But even that last pass, you got to help me out here, because I'd been kind of sick. I had drank. I thought it was milk, and I drank coffee creamer. So my stomach was a mess.
Like a full cup?
But bro, I thought I was eating cookies and milk, and it was cookies and coffee
creamer.
Oh yeah, it's brutal. But that last pass, it was short of the end zone.
Sure. That was just a desperate.
Why not just throw it? Why didn't they just throw it in the end zone, though?
I mean, I don't.
Was it like a hook and ladder type situation?
I mean, it was definitely.
I had no volume on, and I was feeling very poopy, and I saw, but am I missing something?
I'll give you the scenario. We had the ball at the 6-yard line.
But the pass didn't make it to the end zone line.
We had the ball at the 6-yard line, and then penalty after penalty yes. after penalty after sack. Exactly. We ended up being like 40 yards away.
Yes.
Literally, and it was almost a Hail Mary. And so with all of their defenders on the goal line, he just thought he was just going to get it to CeeDee Lamb at the 10 maybe, and then
he's going to work
something.
But I think, to your point, they talked about it after the game on, I think it was Fox broadcasting it, and they were saying, why didn't he pitch it to a guy? And we're like, well, there's nobody there.
Right.
So it's almost like that was the idea, but they didn't execute it.
So I thought I missed like a hook and ladder type thing, but I saw nobody there to run that play.
I feel like the play too, and they had the right idea of CeeDee Lamb being on the right side.
Why not throw in the end zone so you catch a flicker?
Well, because there were 10 dudes in the end zone.
But that's what happens every time on a Hail Mary.
I understand, and I do like the strategy. If Dak would have thrown the ball a little bit to the right, he had all the defenders going left. And if CeeDee could have flipped back right, he was open for the touchdown. Now, that's hindsight. Obviously, you can't see that during the game, but really they saw 30 yards of green. Let's make a play there and see if we can get in the end zone. Other than that, it's no chance.
What about the Dak out of bounds situation?
Yeah, it was a 2-point conversion. That was the 2-point conversion attempt. He ran and it looked like it was a touchdown, and they go to the replay and he's got a foot out at the 1-yard line.
What about when they went for it on fourth down and they threw it to, what's his name? He had a touchdown, which
tight
was
end?
Nice.
Ferguson?
No, the little guy.
Turpin.
I mean, on fourth down? That's who you go to?
I mean, when your good receivers, you know, double covered or you got three defenders on them, I think that was a strategy. I don't, you know.
I hate it they lost. I'll be honest.
Yeah, same.
I wanted them to win. But it just seemed like I only saw like 40% of the game. I was very poopy. That it looked like the Cowboys self-inflicting loss. Like it was all like self-inflicted stuff.
I'm going to call it bad luck because they played well. They played really well against a really, really good Eagles team. And I think that we just had some bad luck, man. That foot going out of bounds and the 2-point conversion could have helped.
Is that bad luck, though? Or is that just out of bounds?
Yeah. I mean, just, I don't know. Like, we call it whatever you want to call it. And then that touchdown to the tight end, I mean, he was down. It looked like a touchdown again. And it was like knee was down in the half-yard line. And so it's just little things like that where we had a lot of chances, but just bad luck.
Also, your right tackle got worked in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Steele?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their D-line got after it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad luck.
Philly's D-line is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And Ferguson's going to be a dude for sure. He's turning into a guy that I think is going to be a top 5 or 7 tight end. I think he's going to be really good the rest of the year. But yeah,
That'd be cool because we lost a good one.
Jason Witten?
No. Well, yeah, him too, but Dalton Schultz.
Your headline, Kevin?
Mine is, let's go with Milroe and Saban. Save the Tide season?
Yeah, I think they can still win the national championship.
They looked awesome. Milroe, compared to like, say, week 2, week 3 when he got benched, it looked like a completely different player. He's the best player on that field.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's just confidence. It's him being trusted to do more. Maybe he actually can do more. It's learned. But yeah, they at near the end of that game, Brent, it was just two different types of teams. They were way better than LSU.
Yeah, at the end, especially, it was weird because the first half, you're like, oh, it was a good game. And the second half, you're like, yeah, Bama's just better. Let's be honest.
That's exactly what I felt.
Their defense.
At the end, it was just,
Same thing with Washington and USC. Great games.
The Washington-USC game was interesting because I bet on it. Did I lose?
Mm-hmm.
Or they cut? I think they made.
No, I think you won a couple times on that.
Did I?
Yeah.
I saw. What do you think about Caleb Williams crying after the game? You know, he was crying with his mom. And I'm all for emotion and love and family. It felt like it just felt weird.
Yeah, I think it was a little act.
Oh, you thought it was fake?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I think he knew the cameras are always on him. I don't know. He rubs me the wrong way sometimes.
Me too. And he's starting to rub me the wrong way a lot now.
And he rubbed me the wrong way that night.
I felt like the crying thing was kind of lame.
Yeah.
And I don't think crying is lame. But I felt like that situation probably could have happened somewhere where the cameras weren't.
So are you thinking it's kind of fake too?
No.
Okay.
But also, it's their third loss, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like they just lost their... And that's where it hit me weird. Like, they didn't just lose their chance to go to the national championship or to the playoff or to win the Pac-12 or... They lost again. That's it. They lost again.
Could it be because they keep losing?
Maybe. They did fire their defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's one of those things where you're just like, man, I'm fed up.
Finally.
Just keep losing.
But do it behind the scenes, I think.
I felt like that was a behind the scener.
Yeah.
But if you can't control
But you're wearing a helmet. He had a helmet on still, too. or he's behind his mom's papers.
Yeah,
whatever that paper thing was. Yeah. But you have a helmet you can put on.
You think he was telling her, cover my face?
I don't know, man.
Did you see the Max Duggan thing? Because last year, Max Duggan was crying after they got smoked in the Natty. And somebody, I think RG3, tweeted it and said, you know, got to feel bad for him. And then Caleb retweeted it and just put LOL. So then now this whole thing with Caleb was crying.
That's funny.
And RG3 posted like, oh, gotta love Caleb. And then Max Duggan retweeted it and just put LOL.
Got him.
Oh, he set him up.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you see the Washington player that was crying after the game because his dad had died?
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's it's way different. That's different. It's your third loss, Caleb.
Yeah.
If it's your first loss, even then I'd be like, I get it. You weren't doing anything anyway. You lost your third. You're not winning the conference. You're not going to the national. You weren't anyway before the game started.
And his future is still good.
And he's still going to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah. You're still good, bud.
But that's interesting that your theory was he was faking it.
Yeah, I just think it was for show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Reed, do you have any headline at all? Did you watch any sports at all?
Yeah, my headline is I made a stupid bet. And I was,
you did?
I was 4 yards away for the Cowboys winning. What bet? Winning
what bet
1300.
Did you? Well, hold on. Hold on. Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Reed, not a big gambler with any consistency, but loves to hop in and take his shots. What was the bet?
So I bet the Cowboys money line, I guess it was like the third quarter, and it was plus 650, and I put $200 on it. Mm. I could have cashed out at like 675.
Oh, man.
And I did it.
Oh, man. You had two chances at that, too, right?
Wow.
Yeah, two chances.
You know, I don't know that I would be that upset. It sucks to lose a couple $100, yes. But you did have an opportunity, and that's on you, to not cash out.
Yep.
And they almost won the game, except for they didn't throw it past the freaking goal line.
There we go. I hate
that. But that sucks. I'm sorry you lost the money. But it was a good bet because you could have won if you'd hit the button.
For sure.
So you had the opportunity to win money.
Yeah, for sure.
That cash out trigger's hard, though, dude. It's so hard.
Yeah. I've been cashing out a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Just because if I'm like, you know what? I can only win $18 more if I sit and they win the game versus just take. I'm like, it's not worth $18. I'll just take the money now.
Yeah.
The risk. So I've been cashing out a little more recently.
So my parlays are so ridiculous, right? It's like it's 13 game parlays, mm-hmm. put a dollar on it to win like $5,000 or whatever. And so this weekend I had multiple times to cash out for like $5, $6. And I'm thinking it is kind of smart.
Nah, it ain't worth it than that.
But I mean, you're turning $1 into $6
but
like
that.
You
can do that by making a much easier bet.
Correct. Correct. And then if I did have a chance to win the $8,000, I'd be like, I'd really kick myself.
Mine aren't parlays that I really cash out on. Mine are just in games. So if it's, you know, like his, the cash out option for whatever, I'll be like, you know what? I'm really not going to win that much more. And if I know how this works, I'm going to lose it all.
Yeah.
So I just cash out a little bit.
So let me ask you this. Whenever there's a cash out where if you hit the bet, you're going to win $400 and the game's almost over. You've got it. Your team's up by like 14 points and the cash out is $380. Like, would you just cash out and just lose the $20?
Possibly. It just depends the scenario on what the team is. How my day's been so far. That's got to be part of it, too. If I've been hurting, like, I just feel like I just need the money.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of there. I'll give you my stats, my betting stats in a minute. I'll do two headlines. One, a very personal one. Arkansas won, which is, thank God.
Needed that.
Hey, Cam Little is a freaking stud.
Woo! Yeah.
With, like, 40 seconds left, he kicks a 50-yarder, basically, to tie it. KJ Jefferson's a stud. I won't stay too Arkansas here, but it was a big win. I was in California watching it. And... Just needed it.
I almost texted you.
Not during the game. Nope. After the game,
well,
yeah.
We won't do that anymore.
I know.
Not during, because you
never.
Thank you.
Not even after a good play. Like, you can't even text him and say like, "Oh, dude, that pass was awesome."
Why would you say that during a play? I don't do that to you.
But when they went up 14-0 after that, whatever pick first? Six or a fumble or whatever, I was like, "Yeah, let's go!" And I was like, "I can't 14, say anything
14,
though." But in my head, I was like, and then I saw his tie. I was like, "Yep."
You know, my kids, we were all screaming when they won that game.
Thank
we were
you.
Excited in the living room. And then one of my boys goes, why are we so excited about Arkansas? And I'm like, that's a good question. We just are.
It's
you know?
Not a good question. It is a question they should know the answer to, that Uncle Bobby lives and dies with them.
I think they know that.
Okay. My real headline would probably be, my non-personal headline, would probably be Minnesota and Dobbs.
Amazing.
Never took one snap in practice.
So cool.
I love how they said, like, there's no way he knows his lineman's name. Like, he doesn't even know them that well.
They, on the sideline, had to go through and practice the cadence.
Yeah.
And there are five different cadences, I think, they had to go through. So there they are on the sideline
practicing the cadence. They'd never run one play together. But he told the coaches, I mean, you have to remember, he's a really smart guy. He's like studied rocket science.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Listen to him talk. We'd be embarrassed to talk next to him.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Super smart guy. And so he told his coaches, he goes, I've got it all memorized of what we've put in this week. So if you need me as the backup, great. Because he'd just been traded from the Cardinals. Went in and won. They won. And it's not like he played the greatest of games. He played, considering the practice he had, it was awesome. But he went in and they won the game. Minnesota won the game.
You're really cool. And he had a couple bad turnovers, and you felt bad for him because you're like, what do you expect? And then he came back. It was awesome. Yeah, aerospace engineering.
Wow.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy for him. And, you know, does Justin Jefferson come back? It's weird because there are two teams that are in two different places that I kind of expected even 3 weeks ago both teams to be in the opposite side. One is the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. They lost last night. They're, 5-4?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy that they're only one game over 500. And two, it's the Vikings. They won again without their quarterback, without their best receiver. And so does Justin Jefferson come back or does he sit the year out? Minnesota's in a weird place. Do they try to keep winning? You know, you're messing with the draft pick here. So it's super cool to see Dobbs do that, though.
You're starting to realize that, like, okay, Dobbs is like a legit.
He's played with everybody, too. He's had like five teams.
And since week 15 of last year, this is his fifth team.
That's crazy.
Since week 15.
And we wrote him off with the Cardinals, like, they're going to lose all their games, whatever. Dobbs was like, not today. Not under my watch.
Well, they kind of did.
Yeah, but I mean, he played so
hard.
Well.
Their second half of those Cardinals games always went to S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's just because the Cardinals suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have the personnel like the Vikings do.
Right. That is correct. So I'm going to give Dobbs. How about Daniel Jones? Not that the Giants were any good, but now tears his ACL.
Heartbreaker.
It's terrible. You hate to see it.
Yeah, and what are they going to do?
Yeah, the big contract? Yeah.
Are they going to draft a quarterback, though, now? Because they're probably going to – you just lose the games now.
Mm-hmm.
You just lose the games. They already were losing a bunch of games. They got beat by the Jets in the worst punt-fest game I've ever seen in my life. You just lose the games. And get a good draft pick. Because Dable's not getting fired.
No.
If it were a coach who were already struggling, I think it would probably... He's not getting fired, so lose the games.
Yeah. And
but you have a player like Saquon who's, you know, he got this with a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Didn't get franchise tagged, got a little more money. But obviously he wants to put up numbers to get paid next year.
Ugh. Yeah, it's brutal.
It's a bad situation.
Because you can't re-sign him for a long term because you don't even have a quarterback.
He's also 53 and a running back.
Yeah.
You know, two things. Pretty good NFL week. Joe Burrow.
Looked good.
Awesome.
Looked good. And his finger was like falling off. At one point, I mean, I think his nail came off. He was just completely bleeding on one fingernail from his throwing hand.
He was sucking on it.
I didn't see that.
No big deal, dude. Like a freaking soldier.
Oh,
like,
he was sucking on it?
No big deal.
Yeah, because he's like bleeding, so he's sucking on it.
25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. I lost the parlay.
You did.
Was I the one that lost?
You were the one.
Yeah, you were.
I looked at the three teams. I thought I picked the Browns over the Cardinals, which I guess was you, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was me because I picked them in my eliminator. Oh, I let us down.
I didn't hate your pick, though. I mean, I thought for a minute Carolina could pull that one off.
I let us down.
You did.
I did. No, I did.
There's no two ways about it. let us down.
Hey, you can let up. Panthers plus 2.5 versus the Colts. That was a loss because the Panthers lost by 14, I think, 27-13. Browns won 27-0, so Kevin hit that. Browns minus 12.5. Commanders plus 3 at the Patriots. Commanders won by 3.
They won the game.
So sorry about that, Kevin.
Yeah.
But it's like now, it's just weird. Now, do you root for your team to lose?
I was talking to my dad and brother about it yesterday. I was like, what do we do? Like, I want them to win, obviously, in the moment. But when they lose, I'm kind of like, we're still top 5 draft pick, though.
It's like Mac Jones. Just let him play.
Let him try to earn some money or something. I don't know.
And if he keeps throwing picks, good.
But that last one, I don't know if you saw it, the final play where he threw a pick with 30 seconds ago when they were driving, right off Juju's hands.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Juju. I mean, we're paying him $11 million a year and he can't even catch a football.
Well, you're not paying him that.
I contribute my heart, okay?
Well, we did not hit again. I don't know how many weeks in a row we've missed a parlay, but they're putting us farther and farther back on the DraftKings app, if you guys haven't noticed.
I did.
Yeah, one of the dads at football asked me, he's like, I don't see your parlay today.
Well, it was NFL, so it was on Sunday.
That's what I told him.
But yeah, we're missing, I don't know, we've hit in 3 months.
Yeah.
Well, you can take the 25 Whistles parlay. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
What teams do you think can win the Super Bowl right now?
The Eagles.
Boom. I agree.
The 49ers.
A healthy 49ers. Agree.
And I still think that the Chiefs, I think, are always a contender.
Agree.
I think Miami.
Oh.
I still think Miami.
Okay, so let's do can definitely win the Super Bowl first. We'll do three tiers.
Okay.
Can definitely? Oh, okay. I wouldn't be so shocked. And then... Yeah, they're pretenders. They're good, but they're pretenders.
Okay,
because we're not going to list every team. We don't need the bad
teams.
Got
it.
Right.
So if we're doing teams that for sure can win the Super Bowl, in our minds, I think Kansas City, you got to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I think San Francisco, who looked like the greatest NFL team of all time when everybody was healthy.
Correct.
With Debo and McCaffrey and Ayuk and... Then your quarterback just got to get the guys the ball.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not good, you need all your offensive linemen. I think Dallas can win. I think.
You're gonna put them tier one?
Definitely.
I like that.
No, I was just finishing a sentence, and both of you guys jumped on me
because I liked what you were saying.
I think Dallas can be in that conversation of what tier they fall in, so I'm not gonna place them yet.
Yeah, I'd put them in tier two.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Tier one.
So KC, San Francisco, and the Eagles. Is there anybody that's in tier one that we're like, they should probably, for sure, can probably win the Super Bowl?
Let me ask you, would you consider putting Baltimore in there? Not my pick, but let me ask you.
Man, I think Baltimore's awesome. Right now, I'm not, they're such a, if this is the A tier, they're such a B++. They're an 89.
Okay. Yeah.
They're almost there. And they took Seattle and just whooped them. It was never a game.
No. And so defense now is coming along too.
So I'm going to say not right this second, but man, they are close. What do you think?
I'm right there with you. I thought about them, but then if I really think about it, it's almost like I trust the Bengals more, even though Baltimore might be playing Bengals better right now.
I think I would put the Bengals in the
tier one.
I think so.
Oof.
It's not because of their record, but Burrow's been hurt, but it's because of his history of being a freaking awesome quarterback and getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there.
I mean, they did say last night that he's still dealing with that knee issue. So, I mean, he's still kind of hurt.
It's going to take a 2/3 vote to get him in the top tier. Bengals?
Yes.
Okay.
You?
I wouldn't put him in there, but go ahead.
I'm going to put him in there so they're going to make the top tier.
Yeah.
Okay. So, those four teams. What about the Ravens?
Not in one.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. So, in tier one, we have Kansas City, San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Cincinnati. Everybody good on that?
Yep.
Tier two, I think it's Baltimore. All in favor?
Yep.
I might. What was your third category called?
Pretenders.
Pretenders. I might put him as a pretender.
Oh.
But we got two votes.
Yep.
That's fine. I just want to be out there and say it.
Okay. Dallas.
Yes.
I put him in this category.
Not so shocked by that one.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now, I think Jacksonville goes in this section.
I was just about to say that.
I think they're in they're not the top of this section, but I think they're in the mid, and I think they have a good quarterback. They have a coach that's been there before. Their defense is. I'm going Jacksonville. In this, anybody want to vote on Jacksonville to be in the middle section? Like you, they can win it.
I'm all about it.
A couple things got to go right, but they can win it.
I'm all about it.
I'm going to go with that too.
You don't like that, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that's why we have 2-3.
It's right there. But it's right on the border, but I don't.
Okay. Who else are we forgetting here?
What about the Lions?
I put them in this section. I co-sign that.
I'm with the Lions pick on that.
The Lions?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
You haven't done Miami yet?
Mm-mm, but I think Miami goes here.
Miami goes here, for sure.
I put them in tier three.
You put them as pretenders?
Their record against 500 teams is not good.
Wow, look at you. Okay, 2/3 vote. It gets in there. Who else we forget in the middle section? Because I don't think anybody from the division with the Saints is there's just no way.
No, Tampa, not your Bucks.
No.
Hey, CJ Stroud went off.
How about that kicker? How about that third string running back who turned into the kicker?
Yeah,
The Bills.
That was awesome.
But
no,
Bills
not their year.
Oh, what a great question. They're 5-4, but do I believe? I'm gonna put them in the middle.
Because you believe in them?
I think they can win it. I do think they... I don't think... They're not KC San Francisco, but I think they're in the Baltimore-Dallas.
I say no.
Yeah, I say no, Bones.
Oh, you put them in the pretender?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Sorry, man.
Good for you guys. Wow. I'd like to be on the record. I think they probably could. That's no commitment at all. They probably could. So we have in the middle section Baltimore, Dallas, Jacksonville, the Lions, and the Dolphins.
Now we need some wild cards.
Yeah. And maybe we think of other teams. But when you're looking at teams that will probably make the playoffs that are pretenders, I can't believe you guys put the Bills. They're number one in this category, though, I think. The mm-hmm. bottom third.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure, number one there, yeah.
Teams like the Bucs. Oh, I was going to talk about C.J. Stroud playing his freaking brains out.
Yeah.
Best rookie quarterback performance of all time, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something like that, 5 touchdowns or whatever he had.
Yeah, 500 yards pretty much.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I thought Tampa was going to win that game.
Same.
And it's not Tampa's offense's fault they didn't win the game. They just couldn't stop C.J. Stroud. It was awesome. He's killing it. Okay.
So you want to put the Texans in there?
No, I don't even think they make this.
I don't think so either.
The Browns?
Pretenders.
They're 5-3.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the playoffs right now.
Yes, good point. Good point.
You know? Pretenders. I think you put probably the Saints as pretenders. Or do they even make that?
I mean, you got to put them.
Who's going to win that division, though?
I think the Saints probably have to win that division.
I think so. Well,
the Falcons going to win that? I don't think so. How did Heineke? I didn't watch a lot of that game. Heineke didn't do so well.
So we're not even putting the Saints as even a. if you make the playoffs, though, you're a pretender.
Yeah, and they're leading the division. So,
what's the order?
Saints, Falcons, Bucks, Panthers.
So Panthers for sure nothing. What were the Bucks a game under?
They're three and five.
Oh, they were a game under yesterday.
Yeah. They've lost 4 in a row.
I believe in them.
Big Baker guy.
Yeah, Big Baker podcast here. Who was 2?
Falcons.
No, they don't have a quarterback. Ritter sucks. At least to my eyes.
Yeah.
So I think the Saints are pretenders because they'll probably make the playoffs.
Okay.
Seahawks.
Yeah, you got to put them on that list because they could sneak in.
Yeah, pretenders, but. Good enough to be on the list.
Here's the biggest fake, I think. The Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they're any good.
I know they're 5-3.
They're not
three.
Even faking their way up there. Oh, they're 5-3. Didn't realize that.
They have a better record than Buffalo does.
That's crazy.
They're second place in the AFC North.
They're for sure pretenders.
You have to put them in there. And then what about your Vikings?
I don't think I put them in anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're trying to climb up to that third tier. Who would we put as the bottom 5 teams?
Well, you got
to
put Panthers.
Carolina.
In there. You got to put Carolina in there.
Patriots. Cardinals.
Patriots.
You would put the Patriots.
Oh yeah, Patriots.
They're so bad.
Giants. But, God, it's bad.
Okay, but okay, cool. Giants.
Yeah.
Pats. But what? Rams.
No. No.
Without Stafford, yes.
But that's what we're doing with the Giants too, right?
True.
No, dude, the Giants are just terrible, even when Daniel Jones was playing.
Who is that fifth terrible team?
Broncos?
They beat the Chiefs, man.
Yeah, but
can't put them there.
Cardinals? Did we say the Cardinals?
Mahomes had the flu.
The flu game? Yeah. Come on, Michael Jordan. Where are you at?
Yeah, we said the Cardinals.
Bears?
Oh, yeah, the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears. So our bottom five is the Bears, Carolina, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Patriots.
Bears.
Yeah.
How are the Chargers doing?
They're pretending to be a pretender.
Like always.
They're in the list of... We don't have a list. They're in purgatory.
Dude, that AFC North is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's in there.
Yeah, the Bengals are in last.
Yeah.
And I still believe in the Bengals because especially after watching them play last night and watching Burrow be somewhat healthy. I didn't see him sucking his thumb or whatever.
Licking his blood.
Yeah, but it's a quarterback league, man.
Yeah.
If you have a really good quarterback, you can win any game. Look at CJ Stroud and the Texans. They suck. And because he's on, they're on.
Yeah. And who's his number one guy? D or
Tank or
No. I think Nico Collins, yeah, probably. Nico.
Okay, sure.
And then Robert Woods, but he didn't play this week.
That's the point. They don't really have a number one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dalton Schultz.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he played good this week.
He probably would have scored that touchdown for you guys yesterday.
Yeah, I probably would have.
Probably. We still had him, yeah.
I'll give you my betting stats in a second. Why don't we go over to the Michigan analyst? He has now resigned, but first they said he was fired, but now he's resigned. I got to say, I love this dude now.
This is the spy?
Yeah.
The one that
loves
the big football
fan? I've always known he had the manifest, the 600 pages, diehard Michigan fan. But it's like he's not ratting on his people. This dude is going down, and he's going to go down alone. So his teammates, being every person that loves Michigan, so maybe they're spared.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's a military guy, right? So that's kind of that mantra.
Like, it's hilarious, and they're stupid. In the Western Michigan, when he had the glasses on, the record.
That was not.
The lights on. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but it's hilarious and awesome. I love it. But Connor Stallions.
Big fan.
Keep bro-ing it up, man, because that's awesome.
University
of Michigan, what's up?
Come on the pod.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's trying to get him.
Yeah.
The University of Michigan football analyst that had been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation has tendered his resignation. On Friday, reports came out saying he had been fired. Later that day, Michigan announced that he resigned and was unable to comment further. Even Michigan's sticking up for him. Letting him resign, is Michigan going, that's still our dude? Because they could easily go, yeah, we fired him, trying to get out way ahead of it. Like, we have nothing to do with it. This guy is a rogue. La la ABCDFG. They're like, no, mm-hmm. he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Am I becoming a Michigan fan, those cheaters?
And they're still rolling.
They are rolling, and they're good. But I don't know. Would you rather win the national championship and then them take it away from you later? Or not win it at all? Because I would rather win it.
You win it.
Because you're not taking away my memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't take away my memories.
Yeah.
Unless every fan gets the Men in Black. Boop.
I still remember Reggie Bush being very, very good.
Yes.
That's true.
Even without a Heisman.
In a statement, Stallion's lawyer said the resignation was to keep from being a distraction to the team. Yeah, it's pretty distracting. It's hilarious. I told you guys and mentioned that Ryan Day, his brother has like a, he's like a PI.
Private investigator?
Yeah. PI, you can tell I've had to deal with PIs. Sorry.
You know the acronym.
Yeah, you can tell that I've had a lot of experience with them. So he's the head coach at Ohio State. And so let me read this here. Several sources at Michigan and in the media claim they're gathering evidence on two private investigators they believe are behind the investigation into UM's alleged illegal on-site scouting and are responsible for the media leaks and have ties to Ohio State head coach Ryan Day's family.
On-site scouting is
stealing
signs.
But again, even if you pick and you say that they're involved in it, Michigan was still doing it. Like, Michigan's like, we know that Ryan Day could be involved, Ryan Day's family. Okay, who cares? If you're still doing it, it's still legal. It doesn't make it any more legal because of who's investigating it.
Interesting.
What?
Just like the whole dynamic, Ohio State, Michigan, like the whole thing.
I don't understand your point. What's your point with it?
Regardless of who's investigating it, if it's an Ohio State investigator, if it's an Arkansas investigator, if it's somebody from Tupelo, Mississippi, or England, Michigan's still doing it. It doesn't really matter who's doing the investigating.
Right.
So Michigan's going, we think Ohio State is involved in this. They're the bad guys. No. They wouldn't be the bad guys. They can investigate all day long, and if they don't find anything, nothing happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you understand that?
I do understand.
I guess, am I making sense? Is there clarity in what I'm saying?
You're making sense. I just don't understand. It just sounds like, it's like if you accuse me of doing something, I'm like, well, Reed does that too sometimes.
But if you still did it, you would still be in the wrong.
Right.
You're just, Michigan.
It's just kind of, it's deflecting.
Yes, absolutely.
For no reason.
Well, for reason, it's deflection.
Sure.
On Saturday, Michigan asked the rest of the Big Ten to respect due process. Yeah, right. If I was every team, I'd be like, no. It's awesome. It's my favorite story of the year.
That week leading up to that game is going to be insane.
When is that game?
If two no weeks? Like punishment or anything, it's in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it can't be too far away, huh?
No. The end of this month sometime.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our new episode of Too Much Access is up. If you guys want to watch it, it's Cincinnati. It's a really good episode. We were just trying to root them to victory, but they lost to UCF, another one of our schools that won.
That's tough, man, when both of your schools are playing each other.
It is. And they're just adjusting to the Big 12. You know, here's a team that hadn't played in the Big 12, and now they're playing in a bigger conference, so they're losing more games than they're used to losing. But they'll get there. They got a good coach, but you can watch Eddie and I go and do running back drills and sit with Coach Satterfield, who I really like.
That was fun.
All right, you want betting stats?
Uh-oh.
So going into the week, I was at minus $3,137 going into this week. Well, that's not even the big number.
I know, but it makes me feel bad.
Well, it mostly was for like one game that I went a little too hard on.
Yeah, it was that Monday night game.
San Francisco. I kept thinking the 49ers would beat the
I was with you, dude.
That was about two-thirds of that.
God. So here is this week, and I was in California, so I really couldn't bet that much. I had to bet pre before I left. Total bets, 11.
Oh, that's an all-time low for a week.
Total wagered, $930.
Wow.
Good job, dude.
Total winnings, $1,242.
Yeah! Okay.
Plus 312 in college. NFL, now I got home Saturday night. But I was also feeling pretty poopy because of that milk.
Creamer.
So I did more, but it still wasn't crazy as far as like the number of bets. Total bets, 14. Total wager, $2,010. Total winnings, $2,441 for a grand total of plus 431.
Okay.
That's
so
good.
On the weekend recap, I made 25 bets. I wagered $2,940. I won $3,683 for a total of $743 on the plus side.
It's a good weekend.
Nice.
Now remember, I was at 31-37 minus.
Yeah.
Right now, total bets for the year, 302.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of clicking.
Total wagered, $45,149. Total winnings, minus $2,394. So I'm just trying to get back up to even at this point.
You got
that
this.
Stupid 49ers game, man. I didn't chase it all this week, though.
Good for you.
Did I?
No, it's just funny because as I'm going through it, I'm like, yeah, he was definitely in California because there wasn't that many bets going on.
He was busy. He had stuff going on.
Yeah.
I did because I would have been all on it.
Yeah.
I'd have been all on it. Who are the pretenders? Who are the contenders? We're more than halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. So get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and up. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. If we're just doing a look back at the weekend and we roll through the games here, Georgia beat Missouri, but I'm going to tell you, it was a little closer than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Georgia had to get an interception at the end. Not to win it, but just to make sure they won it. Mm-hmm. To seal it, as they would say. But Missouri fought. I never really thought they were going to win, but they fought. So there you go. Michigan whooped up on Purdue. Blake Corum had 3 touchdowns. It's a blowout. It was never really a game. Ohio State. That was a game a little bit. Ohio State and Rutgers.
Yeah, I didn't see much of it, but I was tracking it. And I was like, okay, they are keeping it close.
Yeah, and then I watched it until I had to eat or something. Then I came back and it was... They had pulled way ahead, but Rutgers was making it a game a little bit. So Ohio State is they're the number one team in the country. They won again. Florida State beat Pitt. Not as bad as I think a lot of people thought they would, but 24-7, Florida State. Washington and USC played us. I bet the over at 104 at one point in the game. Did you see me bet that?
No.
Over 104?
The over was set in game at 104.
I've never seen that.
And I only bet it because it was over 100. I thought it was hilarious. they didn't hit it 50, because it ended up being at 94.
Yeah. Wow.
But Washington wins 52-42. But yeah, I'd never seen an over-under at 100. And I bet the over at 104 just to have it.
Just to say you did it?
Just because it was special to me.
I like it.
Because I really didn't care about the game. It would have been fun to watch USC win because it would have also just thrown a wrench in Washington.
You hating on Washington?
No, I'm not hating on them. I just like to see chaos in anything. And if they'd had a loss... And then they beat Oregon and
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Oregon whooped up on Cal 63-19. Kansas State, man, what a freaking game.
I thought they had that game.
Let's go. God dang.
Right here. Ema, baby. Ema, I think.
Number 7, Texas 33. Number 25, Kansas State 30. I believe it was 17-0 Texas at one point. Maybe it was 13-0. We were playing golf, and I was watching it with the Arkansas game, and I was like, oh, man. And I look, and they're marching. And all of a sudden, it's freaking tied up. They miss a field goal? Did they miss a field goal?
At the end?
Yeah, near the end.
They didn't take the field goal.
No, I mean, before they went to overtime. I'm getting a lot of these games mixed up because I also—
No, they did. I do remember.
Oh, yeah, they missed. Kansas State missed field goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kansas State?
Also missed an extra point.
Okay, got it. And then they lost in overtime. And Man, they almost had it. Mike, for your sake, I'm glad Texas won.
They shouldn't have got to that point. It just kept getting away a little bit, kept getting away a little bit. It's like, what is happening? Overtime?
Alabama whooped up on LSU late. The Oklahoma State-Oklahoma game wasn't very well received in my family. Oklahoma State wins 27-24. So OU is now out of the talk for being in the national championship. Not that they had a lot to say, but they were still in the talk. I mean, Texas can still do it now as long as they don't lose another game. And a couple things fall, Texas could still end up in that national championship game or the tournament.
Yeah.
Ole Miss beat Texas A&M, but man, they held on. That game was just stupid. That game was drunk.
Yeah.
So that game, they missed a field goal. A&M missed a field goal.
At the end.
The Arkansas game, the Florida kicker missed a field goal. We made a field goal.
A close one.
Yeah.
Not everyone has a Cam Little.
Nope.
Crazy. NFL-wise. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 21-14 from Germany.
Early game.
Tyreek fumbling that ball and the defense running it back.
Crazy play.
I don't know why I said defense because it feels like soccer. But the
well, that's Germany,
the
dude.
The defense running it back. That was crazy with the little pitch.
Yeah, that was insane.
Commanders and Patriots.
Yep.
The interception, man.
Yep.
Mac Jones interception at the end of the game. I hear you. Drop balls but that sucks.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yep.
Vikings beat the Falcons. Josh Dobbs Let's go, buddy. We love it. Browns whooped the Cardinals. Packers beat the Rams. Packers, everything they do is ugly. Win or lose. Yes. Jordan Love, not the answer, I don't think.
It doesn't look like it.
The Rams are terrible again. They don't have a quarterback. So
yeah. Now what does Sean McVay do?
Lose. That's all I do. You can't, though. You got to at least try.
I like how your answer is always lose.
You got two. You don't. You never want to be in the middle. Like,
I know, but
you want to win, win, win.
You imagine though if half the team just said lose, and they're
well,
like,
the
"All
team
right,
can't though," because they're playing for contracts.
Yeah.
The Saints beat the Bears. The strip sack. Listen, the Bears are fighting. Is Justin Fields coming back this next week though?
God, I hope so for my fantasy purposes.
But me too. But also, if I'm the Bears, I'm losing.
Lose.
They could have two picks.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah. I think they're the top two right now.
They have the Carolina pick, too.
Yeah.
Ravens killed the Seahawks. It was never a game. Texans beat the Bucs. It was a good game. And Stroud had basically 500 yards and 5 touchdowns. That dude.
He's hot.
He's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good. Like, he's strong in the pocket. The Panthers and the Colts was a terrible game. Colts won, but Bryce Young threw 3 interceptions, but he doesn't have a receiver and he doesn't have an offensive line. So everybody's like, oh, look at pick 1 versus 2. And I agree a bit, but I think the Texans have just a bit more than what the Panthers have.
Yeah.
As far as just.
He just looks more comfortable. Stroud compared to Young.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Stroud has a bit of time, too, to throw.
Right.
Bryce Young has no time, and he's 2 foot tall.
Yeah. And Miles Sanders, what the hell are we doing?
How about the freaking Raiders?
Smoked them.
Yeah, and I know Daniel Jones, damn, Herod, a major ACL, whatever. But it's like Antonio Pierce comes in. Did you hear the stuff about behind the scenes? When Josh Daniels like, don't talk about the Patriots like that?
Yeah, the Glazer story?
Yeah.
Yeah, wild.
What happened? Tell me.
Tell him, Kevin.
It was something of the fact that they had a players-only meeting, or actually with coaches, too, last week, and they started saying, like, we got to buy in. Antonio Pierce, when he was on the Giants and they beat the 07 Patriots, he said, all we did was buy in. We didn't care who we were playing, this and that. And so he got done with his speech, and then he got off the podium. And Josh McDaniels like, don't ever talk about the Patriots like that again.
I mean, Daniels, obviously the head coach, was
awesome.
Yeah.
And then they cut
McDaniels. Wow.
And Pierce go. You tell the guys on the team really love Pierce.
Yeah. You see him smoking cigars?
Yeah, I did. I saw it after the game on Twitter. They were like, they opened up the victory cigars.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Eagles, we talked about that, which, sorry, Eddie.
Hey, start losing.
No.
Just lose.
No, not the Cowboys.
Just tank.
No. That Eagles D-line's awesome, though. You don't have to tank. The 5 teams we talked about, tank.
Yeah.
The Bengals beat the Bills. Joe Burrow went off. I'd bet Mixon over 60 yards or 64 yards rushing. He didn't hit it. I bet Josh Allen over 1.5 touchdowns. Didn't
I bet
hit
that,
it.
Too. And after that first drive, I was like, here we go.
Yeah, especially he scored the second touchdown the Bengals had was Mixon.
Yeah.
He threw the first one,
yep.
Ran the second one. And I was like, we're in the money, baby.
Yep.
I got beat by a stupid Mike D's fantasy team. It's just terrible.
Oh yeah, I got my second win.
Oh, good job, Mike.
I scored like 60 points because I had Zay Flowers.
Yep, me too.
I mean, I had everybody that did nothing.
We have like the same team, I swear.
Wait, I have Zay Flowers.
Oh, my second other team.
I'm like, wait a second.
Let me read my team here, because nobody cares about your dream or fantasy. That's what I always
except
say.
Except you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except you. But I just want to see who did. I scored 76 points. Oh, my God. I suck so bad. Okay, here's who I had that did anything for me. Well, Lamar. I thought Lamar would have scored so much because they scored so many points. He only put up 13 points.
Yeah, they ran the ball.
Nacua scored 6 points.
Oh, man.
Pickens and Pittsburgh scored 1.9 points.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, it's one after the other. DJ Moore in Chicago scored 5.4 points. It just had a bad week. It's stupid.
The one thing you didn't have a bad week. Promise.
What was my promise?
Arkansas +6.
Oh, yeah, duh. Nice work.
Thank you. Let's check the promises then. Promises, promises.
Promises.
Does anybody owe any money? Reed, what was your promise?
We both had the Cowboys.
Oh, you guys
with
both?
The points, but it was 3. We needed 2 more.
So you both $10 going in?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin?
I lost 2. I had Notre Dame -3. Which
what
before the
earth?
Game, I mean, they were without Shipley, Clemson, and 3 other starters. I was like, great. And then they just got boat race.
They don't play well on the road.
Notre Dame?
They just don't.
$30 goes into the Broken Promises jar.
Yep.
And what week do we start to bet it out?
12 or 13?
I don't know why I'm thinking 13.
13's good. We'll go with 13.
Lucky 13.
What week are we now? 9?
9.
We're going into 10 next week? So 10, 11, and 12. We have 3 weeks left. Mm. And we could double up promises too.
No, we're good. Mm-mm. We're okay. Good like
nope.
This, man.
I'm good.
All right.
I would have felt better just putting $230 into the promise thing. So at least y'all can have my money.
He sounds so sad.
Yeah. Oh, instead of your bet.
The Cincinnati episode's up of Too Much Access, but we went to BYU last week.
Do you want your ball? I brought it back
for you. I saw you. Thank you. Yeah, I do want that. That's cool.
Okay. Because if you don't, I'll keep it.
No, okay. I want that one. Right. They're the nicest people ever.
Yeah.
They're all so nice.
That's just generally anybody I met that's Mormon is awesome.
And I didn't realize how many players came out of BYU. I'm watching Taysom Hill there, and you remember, Young. Steve Young. Man, a lot of players.
Andy Reid.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson.
is awesome.
Yeah.
Watching Kevin go through that trophy room was hilarious. Like, he had his camera out, like, oh, look, I like that trophy. Take every picture of every trophy.
It's like fantasy camp, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Because you just, see these things on TV.
Yes.
And then you see him in person, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
We're hanging out with the BYU head football coach, asking him questions. And I watched him on TV the last 2 years. One, we beat him, and they beat us this year. And even when we played him, I was like, I like that guy.
Yeah.
And I think he was a little bit like, what are these guys up to? But he warmed up to us, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I think by the end of it, he was like, he hung out and was like talking with us afterward.
Yeah, he wanted to go get lunch with you guys.
Yeah. Because at first, I think he was like, what the heck is going on here? Fine, I'll do it if PR says we should do it. And then by the end of it, he wasn't going anywhere. He's just chilling.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be out next week. But BYU lost. I don't understand because West Virginia was a 12-point favorite over BYU, which I didn't even get anyway.
Yeah.
And then BYU got crushed this last week.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, because West Virginia's okay.
They couldn't do anything offensively.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. I had it on that split screen. It was on the bottom right, and oof. Couldn't do anything offensively.
Really?
Yeah. Anything.
We'll get them next week, though, won't we, boys?
Yes.
Yeah. We have 9 teams now.
I know. And they're part of our family.
They are part of the family. We'll fight for them till the death.
Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Even the Panthers. I still pick them.
Of course.
The Panthers, baby.
Should do a parlay of all of our teams.
Oh, hilarious. At least a money line parlay would be cool.
That's interesting. You mean a money line? Spread?
No. Just
money line. Straight up win the whole.
Dude, we would make so much money if they all won.
No, but we won't win.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Hey, UNLV went one again.
Dude. They are on a heater.
No, because they lost last week, I think.
Yeah, they lost two.
They're one loss.
No, they have two losses.
Oh, they have two.
Yeah. I mean, they could be ranked, but I don't think so.
Who finally got ranked? I saw. Oh, Arizona.
They did?
Yeah, they on the team.
Liberty's Madison.
Which, they can't go to a bowl game, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Why?
Because isn't it their first year in FBS?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Check that out. From just me looking inside my brain.
James Madison is ineligible this year.
Because?
NCAA's FBS transition period requirement.
One year. Yep. 1 year? Is that it?
Maybe two. I don't know if it's one or two, but I knew there was But yeah, they're awesome.
So then Sam Houston State couldn't go in. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
No, but they're not.
I got you. That's probably why they're
not trying. They're just a little off.
That's why they're not trying so hard.
All right, we're done. That's the whole show today. If anybody has a final thought, you can let me know. I'll go with this tonight, Monday night. College basketball starts.
That was my final thought.
Well, we can do it together, buddy. Hold my hand. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it because games probably are on right now and we need to.
10 a.m. they started.
And we need to go 20 game parlays. That's what I love about college basketball. 20 game parlays.
But you're
let's
betting
go.
A dollar.
Yeah, sometimes 50 cents if it's really big.
I would do a 20 gamer for a dollar.
Let's go, dude.
That's fine. That's fun. I almost a 5-game NFLer I barely missed this last week. What did I miss? Oh, Tampa winning from hitting that 5-game NFL parlay. Because I had the Bears +9. I had whatever. I expect Kevin to know. But only I didn't bet that much this weekend.
Mm. How much did you put in that parlay?
That was the smallest amount by far.
Yeah, it was $50 or something on the parlay.
$50 on a fiver?
On a fiver. And I missed because Tampa ended up losing that game.
Mm.
But that's how it goes.
Yep.
That's the way the steak shakes.
Man, we went to...
Wait, what? That's the way the steak shakes.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
We went to a fall party this weekend. One of our neighbors had a fall party. And it's tough because a lot of people were just like, oh, let's talk, let's chat. And I'm watching games like, oh my gosh, this is the last. Because, you know, it's the last quarter of like the 11 o'clock games where it's like, oh, this is crunch time. Let's see if the parlays are hitting. And then the 3 o'clock games come around, the 2 o'clock games come around. And it's that last quarter.
You talking NFL or are you talking
college?
College, yeah.
College is the chaotic day for me because I got parlays going all day.
You got nickel here, nickel there.
Hey, man, but if I hit those, dude,
you've never hit one.
Not $1,000 one.
You sound like Lunchbox in the lottery.
The most, I've hit a $200 one.
Not
like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it was awesome.
That would be awesome.
I was in New York City.
That would be awesome.
And my wife and I were walking. I'm like, we need to get to the hotel now. I'm about to hit a parlay. And okay. I'll never forget. And when you hit
it's
a parlay.
It's like that house we've been looking at. Get it.
Yeah.
When you hit a parlay like that, you'll never forget the game you're watching. You're like, who, what team? One, I won a $150 parlay, and it was Cleveland that won it for me, the Browns. And then that big one was Texas. That last game was Texas.
That's awesome.
I'll never forget it.
The one, I think last year, I had bet a 9-game college parlay, and I ended up winning like $1,900. And I kept putting it up going, should I take it? Should I? And every time Eddie would reply, cash out. Cash out.
Because I never cash hit him.
Cash out. I didn't cash out. I ended up winning. Oh. Now, I've lost a couple of those, too.
Yeah.
But that was, you're right. That's a good one.
That's so much fun.
That's a good one. Reed, do you have any thoughts at all?
I was honestly thinking, you kept using my putter while we were playing golf. Have you thought any more about if you're going to switch putters or not?
Well, here's the thing about Reed's putter.
Huh.
Reed's putter was my putter.
Oh.
I'm left-handed, and I have a deal with Cobra. And so I just give Reed clubs, new clubs, and you know, whatever. And then I just hate the mallet putter now. So I just started using Reed a little bit, and I was putting a lot better. And Rita's like, man, you can just have it back. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to give you something to take it back. You keep your putter. I'll just order another one, buy another one, whatever I got to do. But yeah, I'll probably get a bigger putter.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. But we had a great time playing
bigger,
golf.
Bigger, fatter grip?
Fatter grip, fatter head. I don't like the simple mallet. It's just, I'm just all over the place with it.
Sure. You need a little more weight.
Yeah, I need more substance, you know?
So when you have a deal with Cobra, like you have to submit your scores?
I don't submit my scores.
Submit your scores.
I can't even say it with a straight face. It's just funny having to deal with Cobra. Like, I wonder if you should send him your 18 birdies. Just a screenshot. Hey, man, I know we got a deal. Like, I just want to keep you updated with my game.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Although I've been getting better. I've been getting better.
You have been getting better.
It sucked because now it's winter.
Yeah.
But I've been getting better. But yeah, I got to get a new putter. I went out to Arc, my club, finally opened.
How was it? How's it playing? It's brand new.
Yeah, no, but it's not. It's like somebody that just had surgery. Like, it's going to be really good once it all heals up.
Oh,
and they're
really?
Able to walk around and, you know. But
it's like brand new pair of shoes?
Yeah, it's good and cool and nice. They've changed a little stuff, but it's not. But still, it won't be awesome until next spring probably, but it is nice to have that club open.
And I know people love this conversation, but the greens, are they still fast?
They're new, so they're pretty fast.
Nice.
But again, I didn't feel like it was anything crazy, or I didn't really value it as that because I know it's going to change again. It's going to grow. It's going to But yeah, that's it. Kevin, you playing at all?
I haven't played in a while. No, I think the last time I went was with you guys.
You got a brand new set of clubs from Cobra.
I know.
You
got
a deal.
Just to finding the time and the date and everything, yeah.
Dude, tell me about it. We did play 3 times, though. We played Monterey Peninsula Country Club. It was like a top 50 course in America. We played the
Preserve,
which there's no cell phone. I mean, when you get in the gate, and there's another 25 minutes, but there's no cell the whole way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you're like, this, oh, my God, it's awesome.
So
it was
beautiful.
It's awesome.
How did Reed play?
I didn't play too great. I didn't play too
great. It's fine. No, but we didn't put any pressure on us. We just had fun.
No, I did not care, though. That's the one time that I can shoot terribly and it'd be the best experience of my life. Because I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, I am probably never going to experience golf like this ever again. So this was incredible.
And went to Spanish Hills?
Spanish Bay.
Yeah, where we go, whatever. And then it was on the ocean.
Yeah, it looked unbelievable.
I don't know what to say except it was awesome. That's all I'll say.
It's cool, man.
We had to go on dates, though, with guys we didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't get on some of those courses without knowing a member. Because you can't pay to get on them.
Right.
And so I had people like, hey, I know this guy. I'll tell him to take you out. So basically you're on a blind date. You're like, hey, how's it going?
But they were good dates, right?
They ended up being good dates. Yeah, we got laid both times.
Good for you guys.
Well, the equivalent of that.
Right.
We have friends that came to the show, all that. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you later on this week. Bye, buddy.
Whistle.
Blow the whistle, Eddie.
Oh, whistle!
How do we do this every time?
Every time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.